This week at St. Philip Deacon is focused on the lives of our ninth graders and their confirmation. And so today I'd like to say a couple of words about that. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. If you were with us last week at worship, you may remember that we were celebrating a festival in the church here called the Baptism of Our Lord. That is the start, among other things, of a week here at St. Philip Deacon where we celebrate our ninth grade students who have been going to confirmation for the prior 3 years. So confirmation for youth here at St. Philip Deacon is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and then they are confirmed in their ninth grade or freshman year. So we had a prayer of blessing for them all last Sunday. Tonight, the night that we're taping this, we have a very special event called the Rite of Passage, which helps to remind them of some of what they've learned, at least, over the 3 years of confirmation. And then on Saturday, we will have a special service for all of them. Again, you could call it either confirmation or affirmation of baptism, which means sort of a returning to the roots of their faith at their own baptism and then taking up the promises that were made for them at their baptism for themselves as young adults. So two things today. First, can I ask you to keep those ninth graders and their families in your prayers as they make that important step of faith? That's the first thing. It really is a meaningful week here. It's a very important week in the life of St. Philip the Deacon. And we know many, many students who have gone on to now be adults who remember fondly the events of their confirmation week and remember it as sort of a touchstone. So it's a really important week, and I'd encourage your prayers for them. That's the first thing. The second thing is there's some really beautiful language in the service, both of baptism, which is then repeated or reprised at the affirmation of baptism, as you would expect, which it seems to me is important not only for our ninth graders to hear, but for us as Christians to be reminded of as well. So I'm going to read two separate things. One of them is a, call it a reminder of the promises we're making as a part of a community, both for that community, but also I think they benefit us. So one is this promise, and then the other is a blessing, which is a reminder that we do none of this work as Christians on our own, but rather are nourished and supported and strengthened through the power of the Holy Spirit. So these are words that are going to be spoken for our ninth graders, but I invite you to hear them for yourself as we gather here in this format. So this is the first one I've talked about. You have made public profession of your faith. And then the question, do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism? And then there are five charges: to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. And so the confirmands, and I would say you as well, every day are invited to respond, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. And so I'd invite you to think about those charges for yourself in your own life. And then each of the confirmands, and this is really important again for us here, we offer a prayer of blessing. I have the great privilege of doing this myself with a laying on of hands, not for the group as a whole, but rather each and every individual student, which is a reminder that all of us are named and claimed by a God who loves us, and that God, again, calls us by name. And so we take the time in this service on Saturday to lay hands on each student and to offer a prayer over each of them. And so again, this is this prayer of blessing, which I also invite you to hear for yourself in your own life as well today. And this is the way that prayer reads. Stir up in, and then I would say the name of that individual, so feel free to think or speak your own name, stir up in the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. It's a beautiful prayer, it's a beautiful blessing, and it's a reminder to us that each of us is a beloved child of God who receives that love both as a gift and as a responsibility. And I think back to that those charges I mentioned. We're invited, among other things, to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. And in the wake of events in this last week in Minneapolis, maybe particularly, I would say we've been getting some questions, understandably, about how can I help? And what I will say in this space briefly is that we are talking to lots of ministry partners we deal with in the school district and other community members to figure out how can we as a church in this community be supporting our neighbors in a way that is faithful and loving. And so we'll be communicating some of those opportunities, I have no doubt, this coming weekend. But if you have questions about what you can be doing, I would encourage you to reach out to me or one of the other pastors, and we're happy to talk with you about that. Again, back to our ninth graders, please do keep them in your prayers. We're looking forward to a wonderful evening tonight and a wonderful celebration on Saturday. And if you're one of those families, by the way, I will see you at those events. And otherwise, until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.